1965年，
1965。
北卡罗来纳州罗利达勒姆机场，波尔的高徒，爱因斯坦的同事。
Einstein's colleague Paul at the Raleigh-Durham International Airport in North Carolina。
费曼的师傅，氢弹之父，发明黑洞一词的著名物理学家约翰·惠勒正在候机室等着转机。
The famous physicist John Wheeler, who is known for inventing the term hydrogen bomb and is the father of the black hole, is waiting for a connecting flight in the
他感到很无聊。
He felt bored.
于是给美国科学院院士、狄拉克奖和爱因斯坦奖获得者布莱斯·德维特打了一个电话。
Then I call Dr. Dirac, who is a member of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences and has won the Dirac Prize and Einstein Prize.
德维特当时就在附近的教堂山大学。
Dwight was at the nearby Churchill University at the time.
于是就带着阿舍尔·佩雷斯刚刚发表的广义相对论。
So, he brought along Albert Einstein's newly published theory of general relativity.
哈密顿·雅克比经典方程跑到机场和惠勒闲聊。
Hamilton Jacobi's classic equation running around the airport and Wheeler chatting.
俩人一直想把量子力学和广义相对论统一起来。
Two people have been trying to unify quantum mechanics and general relativity.
德维特突然想到
Dwight suddenly thought of
可以像薛定谔处理氢原子那样推导
He zhang zhu ding yi chu li qing yuan zai nar yang tu yi dao
于是二人就在机场的桌子上推导出了惠勒德维特方程。
So, the two of them derived the Whittle-DeWitt equation on the table at the airport.
然而德维特本人十分讨厌这个方程。
However, Dwight himself really hated this equation.
私下里叫他那个该死的方程。
In private, he called him that damn equation.
因为这个方程里不包含时间。
Because this equation does not contain time.
也就是说
That is,
宇宙基本性质是静态、冻结、不演化的，时间根本不存在。
The fundamental nature of the universe is that time is static, frozen, and unchanging, and there is no such thing as time.
只是人类为了方便理解世界而创造的概念。
Just a concept created by humans for the convenience of understanding the world.
它源于我们对熵增的感知
It originates from our perception of entropy,
而非物理底层的真实法则
rather than the underlying physical laws,
自然并不在乎我们怎么想
Nature doesn't care about how we think,
我们只是自然的一部分
We are just a part of nature,
甚至有时我会想
Sometimes I even think,
所谓的因果律逻辑
The so-called causality logic
在真正的现实中并不存在时间和因果律
In real life, there is no time and causality
只是人类或者说动物为了生存而创造的
Just created by humans or animals for survival
1963年
1963
26岁的朱莉安·巴伯在去爬山的火车上从报纸摘要里看到了狄拉克的文章
26-year-old Julian Babb saw Dirac's article in a newspaper summary on the train to the mountain
物理学家自然图景的演变
Evolution of the physicist's landscape
其中狄拉克说道
Dirac said that
这一结果让我怀疑四维时空的要求
This result makes me doubt the requirement of four-dimensional space-time.
究竟是不是物理学最根本的基础
Is it the most fundamental basis of physics?
此时
At this time,
这个剑桥数学系的毕业生正在慕尼黑攻读天体物理学博士。
This graduate of the Cambridge Mathematics Department is pursuing a PhD in astrophysics in Munich.
正是狄拉克质疑相对论思维时空的根本性。
It was Dirac who questioned the fundamental nature of the four-dimensional space-time of relativity.
让巴伯决定放弃天体物理。
Let Bob decide to give up astrophysics.
跑去科隆大学。
Go to Cologne University.
读了广义相对论的博士。之后。
After reading the PhD in general relativity.
作为独立学者。
As an independent scholar,
花费了一生的时间去研究实践。
Spent a lifetime studying and practicing.
巴伯毕业后问前辈，学术界是什么样的？前。
After graduating, Bob asked his seniors about the academic world.
前辈说，一，你。
Senior said one.
要能做管理。二。
You need to be able to manage.
Two, 能讲课。三,
you need to be able to give lectures. Three,
年你要产出一两篇论文。八,
you should publish one or two papers per year.
巴伯一合计，前两个我还行。
Bar thought about it for a while. Since the first two were okay, I should be fine too.
我哪有那么多时间？没。
But I don't have so much time.
每年出两篇论文啊，我
two papers per year，
我还有研究时间呢。于是他就靠着翻译俄文的物理杂志来养家糊口。
I am also working in a research institute, and I am supporting my family by translating scientific articles.
剩下的三分之一时间用来琢磨时间的问题。
The remaining third of the time should be used to think about the spatial question.
经过多年的钻研。
After years of research.
1994年。
1994.
他在经典量子引力期刊上发表了不包含时间的量子引力一文。
He published a paper on non-time quantum gravity in a classic physics journal.
提出了激进的时间不存在。
There is no radical time.
1997年。
1997.
又在国际理论物理学杂志上发表了马赫原理与量子引力综述。
Published a review on Mach's principle and quantum gravity in the Journal of International Theoretical Physics.
并最终在1999年出版了《时间的终结》一书。
And eventually, in 1999, he published the book The End of Time.
在巴伯看来
According to Barbo,
我们现在所说的时间只是手表指针的转动。
The time we are talking about now is just the rotation of the watch pointer.
像石头一样存在的实体时间并不存在。
Entities that exist like stones do not have time.
我们所说的同一时间
The one we are talking about
我们并不能感知
We cannot perceive
只能借助两个精确同过的手表来确定
Only with the help of two precise synchronized watches can you determine
而手表是否能做到精确同步
Can watches be synchronized accurately
则完全取决于手表的机械结构制作的是否足够精细
The accuracy depends entirely on whether the watch's mechanical structure is finely crafted.
换句话说
In other words,
同步的是指针的移动。
The movement of the pointer is synchronized.
它完全反对牛顿的绝对时间概念。
It completely opposes Newton's absolute time concept.
就算你静止不动。
Even if you stand still,
宇宙中也有一个叫时间的表。
There is also a timetable in the universe.
在滴答滴答地走着。
Walking, walking, walking.
我们认为熵增是时间的方向。
We believe that entropy increase is the direction of time.
比如一杯热水。
For example, a cup of hot water.
水分子剧烈运动，热量集中在这杯水里。
The water molecules are moving vigorously, and the heat is concentrated in this cup of water.
随着时间的流逝
With the passage of time,
水分子带动周围空气分子运动，热量不再集中在杯子里。
Water molecules cause the surrounding air molecules to move, so the heat is no longer concentrated in the cup.
而是扩散到更大的空气中。
Instead, it spreads to larger air.
变得混乱无序。
Become chaotic and disorderly.
但在巴伯看来。
However, according to Barbo,
熵增并不能成为时间箭头的方向。
Entropy cannot be the direction of the arrow of time.
时间箭头的方向应该是宇宙结构。
The direction of the arrow of time should be the structure of the universe.
从均匀到复杂的变化方向。
From simple to complex.
在他看来。
In his view.
热水那个例子是从水分子剧烈运动导致的复杂结构，逐渐变成局部构型，变得更均匀。
The example of hot water is that the complex structure caused by the violent movement of water molecules gradually becomes more uniform,
更平衡的结构
more balanced structure.
他解释说
He explained that
我们有一个盒子，里面有一块冰
We have a box with a piece of ice inside.
然后冰融化，变成水蒸气
Then the ice melts into water vapor.
这就是我们所理解的热力学。
This is what we understand as thermodynamics.
第二。
Second.
定律，从有序的冰晶变成无序的水蒸气分子。
The law is from the orderly ice crystal to the disorderly water vapor molecules.
但是他提出热力学。
However, he proposed thermodynamics.
学第二
Second,
第二定律本身就是一个统计学
Laws are essentially statistics.
学根据彭加来回
Based on Pingual's return.
对，如果我们在这个盒子里等待了足够
If we have waited long enough in this box.
久，虽然在统计学上可能性很
Although it is statistically unlikely,
低，但这些水分子也是有可能回到冰晶状。
But these water molecules are also possible to return to the ice crystal state.
所以，熵增是无法作为时间箭头的方向的。
Therefore, entropy cannot be the direction of time.
他另一个引起争议的观点是认为最根本的是位置，变化。
Another controversial point he made was that the most fundamental issue was a change in location.
只有位置属性。
Only location attributes.
因此时间、运动、速度只是一种幻觉。
Therefore, the speed of time is only an illusion.
当速度不存在，动量也就不存在了。
When there is no speed, there is no momentum.
巴伯说道。
Bob said,
在牛顿看来
according to Newton,
存在一个绝对的空间
there exists an absolute space.
一个三角形的三个顶点可以互相靠近或者远离同时整个三角形
the three vertices of a triangle can approach or move away from each other simultaneously.
也可以在这个绝对空间中整体移动
It can also be moved as a whole in this absolute space.
而在莱布尼茨看来
According to Leibniz,
根本不存在什么整体的三角形
There is no such thing as a complete triangle.
只有三个丁点间的位置变化
When there are changes in the position of three vertices.
巴伯显然是支持莱布尼茨的
It is clear that Leibniz is supported by Barbo.
他拿三角形举例。
He used a triangle as an example.
相比于质量乘以速度的动量。
Compared to momentum, which is the product of mass and velocity.
他选择用两个顶点的距离的平方乘以顶点粒子的质量。
He chose to use the square of the distance between two vertices multiplied by the mass of the vertex particle.
剩下的两个顶点也如此操作。
The remaining two vertices are also processed in the same way.
然后把三个值加起来。
And add the three values together.
当我们移动三角形，让这三个加起来的值最小时。
When we move the triangle so that the sum of its three sides is minimized,
就是两个三角形最匹配的状态。
The two triangles are in the most matching state.
利用这种方式，就排除了时间和速度。
In this way, time and speed are eliminated.
也就没有了动量。
And there is no momentum.
这就是巴伯与合作者发展出的最佳匹配技术。
This is the best matching technology developed by Barbo and his collaborators.
并由此提出了形状动力学。
This led to the development of shape dynamics.
当然
,of course,
它的意思不止空间位置的差别。
His meaning is not just the change in spatial location,
还包括内禀状态的变化。
It also includes changes in the internal state,
以及一切系统前后不一样的构型差。
And all the different configurations before and after the system.
巴伯的思想深受恩斯特·马赫的启发。
Barr's ideas were inspired by Ernst Mach.
马赫认为
Mach believed that
时间不是独立存在的。
Time is not independent.
时间就是变化本身。
Time is the change itself.
我们无法测量时间。
We cannot measure time.
只能测量事物的变化。
Can only measure changes.
比如我们只能测量手表的指针变化。
For example, we can only measure the change of the watch pointer.
巴伯更进一步。
Barbo went further.
他认为
He believes that
空间本身也没有独立尺度。
Space itself has no independent parameters.
我们无法测量。
We cannot measure.
空间本身的大小不存在。
The size of the space does not exist.
牛顿所说的。
Newton said.
作为一切容器的绝对空间。
As the absolute space of all containers.
只有物体间的相对距离。
Only the relative distance between objects,
角度和形状才是物理。
Angles and shapes are physics.
实在，巴伯以此重新表述了广义相对论。
Einstein rephrased general relativity.
他主张物理学的基本对象不是时空。
He argued that the fundamental objects in physics are not space-time.
而是物体间的相对关系。剔除了绝对时间与绝对空间。
Instead, the relative reality between objects eliminates absolute time and absolute space.
只保留相对构型。
Keep only the relative configuration.
宇宙的演化被描述为对不同形状的观察。
The evolution of the universe is described as observing different shapes.
而非在时空中的运动。
Instead of transportation in space-time,
虽然广义相对论中局部时间是相对的、弯曲的。
Although in general relativity, local time is relative and curved.
但做宇宙学整体求解时
，However, when solving the entire cosmology,
依然隐含一个宇宙全局的绝对时间参数。
There is still an implicit absolute time parameter in the universe.
巴伯同意广义相对论是个伟大的理论。
Bob agrees that general relativity is a great theory.
但它本质上是一个描述空间几何形态如何演化的动力学理论。
But it is essentially a dynamic theory describing how spatial geometry evolves.
而非关于时空实体的理论。
Not about theories of space-time entities.
巴伯说
Bro said,
我们假设整个宇宙就是一个三角形。
We assume that the entire universe is a triangle.
按照现有的广义相对论，
According to the existing theory of general relativity,
我们需要一个宇宙之外的尺子。
We need a ruler that extends beyond the universe.
才能量这个三角形的大小。
It can be used to measure the size of a triangle.
但是既然宇宙已经包含一切了，
However, since the universe already contains everything,
宇宙之外的尺子就变得毫无意义。
The ruler becomes meaningless outside the universe.
相反，
On the contrary,
如果没有一个宇宙之外的绝对的时间支持，
Without an absolute time outside the universe,
一切只是粒子相对位置变化涌现出的结果。
It's just a result of the changing relative positions of particles.
一种统计结果。
A statistical result.
那么把相对论和量子力学统一起来就不再那么困难。
Then unifying relativity and quantum mechanics doesn't seem so difficult anymore.
这就把数学上不包含时间的惠勒德威特方程给出了清晰的物理解释。
This clearly explains the physical meaning of the Hamiltonian equation, which does not include time in mathematics.
根据他的理论，
According to his theory,
剔除时间后，
After removing the time,
不需要引入暗能量，
No dark energy is needed.
就能解释宇宙膨胀。
This can explain the expansion of the universe.
巴伯认为，
Bro believes that
宇宙并非在时间中流动，
The universe is not flowing in time，
而是由无数个静态完整。
Instead, it consists of countless static complete
独立的瞬间构成。
The moment of independence，
每个瞬间都是宇宙在某一刻的全部物质构型。
Each moment is the entire material configuration of the universe at a particular point in time.
所有粒子，所有星系，所有光，全部定格。
All particles, all galaxies, all light, frozen.
一张完整的快照。
A complete snapshot.
一个那就是一张宇宙静态的照片。
A now is a static photo of the universe.
一切那全部一起摆在那里。
Everything is laid out all together.
所有那都同时并存于一个巨大静态。
All the arguments are simultaneously stored in a large static.
无时间的构型空间中。
In the space of no time.
巴伯给他起了个名儿。
The bro named him.
叫柏拉图尼亚。
Call it Platonia.
他没有距离。
It has no distance,
没有尺度，
no scale,
没有坐标，
no coordinates,
没有维度意义上的空间，是一个类似所有三角形的抽象集合。
A set of all triangles without dimensional meaning is an abstract set similar to all triangles,
没有我们认为的过去、现在、未来的先后流动。
Without the past, present, and future flowing in sequence as we perceive them,
一切只是不同三角形的相对差异。
It's just a relative difference between different triangles.
统计关联。
Statistical correlation.
我们感知的变化只是从一个静态的闹。
The changes we perceive are just a static, unchanging melody.
转到另一个结构相似
Go to another structure with similar
也是静态的闹
It's also a static alarm
这是巴伯的学生用
This is a student of Barba
计算机生成的宇宙图景
Computer generated cosmic landscape
我们拿这个照片墙举例墙上的照片是所有宇宙的图景照片
Here's an example. This photo wall features pictures of all the landscapes of the universe.
每个照片记录了一个宇宙瞬间的闹构型。
Each photo captures a fleeting moment of the universe.
这些照片同时存在，没有先后顺序， 均匀的图景会分布在一起。
These photos simultaneously exist in an unsequential and evenly distributed arrangement.
复杂的图景会分布在一起。
The complex scene will be distributed together.
均匀的图景是极度稀少的。
A uniform scene is extremely rare.
而复杂的图景则很多，在分布上是均匀的宇宙。
And the complex landscape is also very uniform in distribution.
自然地过渡到相邻的复杂宇宙。
A natural transition to the adjacent complex universe.
这就让我们在观察上产生了宇宙。
This allows us to create a universe in observation.
随着时间从早期均匀到现在复杂的错觉。
As time has progressed from early uniformity to complex illusions,
我们感受的时间流逝。
How we perceive the passage of time,
本质只是沿着构型空间里一条连续相邻的点一路浏览。
The essence is just to browse along a continuous and adjacent point in the configuration space.
因为每个node的内部结构包含记录。
Because each internal structure of the alarm contains records,
痕迹或记忆
traces and memories.
这些固定模式编码了过去的假象
These fixed patterns encoded past illusions.
我们并非经历过去
These are not past experiences.
而是处于一个包含过去记忆的闹钟
Instead, it's a clock that contains past memories.
我们一次只能看到一张闹的照片。
We can only see one photo at a time.
当我们一张一张浏览时
When we browse one by one.
由于还有过去的记忆
Because of the past memories.
就形成了时间流动的幻觉。
It's caused a sense of time passing.
这种幻觉被巴伯称为时间胶囊。
This illusion is called a time capsule by Barbo.
巴伯提到他的一个读者联系了他。
Barbo mentioned that one of his readers contacted him.
这位女士患有时序加工障碍。
This woman has periodic processing disorder.
在他看来
，In his view,
事情的发生不是连续的。
The events did not occur sequentially,
而是一个个截图
and they are all screenshots.
物体是跳跃着移动的
The object is moving and jumping.
他甚至会弄错发生的顺序
He can even get the order of events wrong.
比如一辆汽车朝他开来又开走了
For example, a car drove towards him and then drove away.
但他看到的是车先远离的
But he saw that the car was the first to leave.
然后又朝他开了过来
Then he shot at him again.
这让他连过马路都很困难
This made it difficult for him to cross the street.
那个朋友要问了
That's what a friend asked me.
为什么宇宙一开始会有那么一个极度稀有、高度均匀的状态？
Why did the universe start with such an extremely rare and uniform state?
为什么是这样分布的
Why is it distributed like this?
而不是别的分布方式
Instead of another distribution method.
巴伯在他2020年的新书《时间新史》中专门回答了这个问题。
In his 2020 book, Barbo specifically addressed this question.
巴伯认为
According to Barbo,
会造成这种分布方式
This will cause such a distribution.
根本原因就是贯穿宇宙的全域的整体的引力。根据数学计算
The root cause is the overall consistent force of the universe, which can be calculated mathematically.
整个宇宙必然存在一个引力势能最低。
There must be a gravitational potential energy minimum in the entire universe.
最对称
Most symmetric.
最均匀熵最低的构型是引力
What is the most uniform and lowest cost state?
方程解出来的必然解。
A solution to an equation is a guaranteed result.
他管这个点叫做雅努斯。
He called this point Janus point.
点，这个点在照片墙。
This is at the photo wall.
它就是最低熵、最均匀、数量最。
He is the one with the fewest mobile numbers.
最少的那一撮快照。
The smallest snapshot.
它不是大爆炸。
It's not the Big Bang.
起点是整个宇宙引力构型的最低点。
The starting point is the lowest point of the entire universe's gravitational structure.
有趣的是
Interestingly,
雅努斯点是两侧对称的。
The Yalu River is symmetrical on both sides.
也就是说，在我们这个宇宙，时间
In our universe's time,
箭头是结构复杂度增加。
The arrows represent increased structural complexity.
星系越来越多。
More and more galaxies.
而在另一侧的镜像宇宙，同样是结构复杂度增加。
And on the other side of the mirrored universe, the structural complexity is also increasing.
星系越来越多。
More and more galaxies.
所以从最低点出发。
So, starting from the lowest point,
只能往复杂方向滑，时间箭头由此出现。
Only in the direction of increasing complexity can the time arrow appear.
啊，还有镜像宇宙的事儿。
And there is also the matter of the mirror universe.
这个镜像宇宙是它理论模型推导出的结果。
This mirror universe is the result of the derivation of his theoretical model.
镜像宇宙的人会觉得自己的时间是正向的。
People in the mirror universe will feel that their time is moving forward.
但如果他们能看到我们的宇宙，会觉得我们的宇宙在时间倒流。
But if they could see our universe, they would think our universe is running backward in time.
还是拿照片墙举例，镜像人的宇宙是一个我们宇宙的镜像照片墙。镜像人往左浏览，宇宙复杂度增加。
Here's an example using a photo wall. The universe of the mirror people is like a photo wall that reflects our universe. As a mirror person browses the universe, the complexity increases.
他会觉得自己的时间是正向流动的。
He will feel that his time is flowing in a positive direction.
而我们向右浏览照片墙。
And we browse the photo wall to the right.
也觉得自己的时间是正向流动的。
I also feel that my time is flowing in a positive direction.
但如果镜像人能看到我们的宇宙，就会感到很奇怪。
But if the mirror person could see our universe, it would be very strange.
因为对他来说
Because for him,
说向左浏览是正向的时间流逝
Scrolling to the left is the normal direction of time flow.
但他看到我们的宇宙里是时间倒流。主流科学界虽然承认巴伯的逻辑没问题。
When he saw that in our universe, time was reversed, although the mainstream scientific community acknowledged that Babb's logic was sound.
但普遍不接受时间不存在的观点。
However, the view that time does not exist is not widely accepted.
也拒绝接受他的核心结论。
Also rejected his core conclusions.
但实际上还是有几个重量级人物。
However, there are still a few important figures.
有类似的想法。
I have similar ideas.
比如霍金和詹姆斯·哈特尔共同提出了无边界量子宇宙学和虚时间。
For example, Stephen Hawking and James Hartle jointly proposed the theory of unbounded quantum cosmology and virtual time.
他们认为时间在基点处失效，失去意义。
They believe that time becomes meaningless at the point of the singularity.
而宇宙的量子态可以表示为所有可能量子态的叠加。
The quantum state of the universe can be represented as a superposition of all possible quantum states.
宇宙由静态几何组态的概率分布描述。
The universe is described as a probabilistic distribution of static geometric configurations.
这和巴伯的柏拉图尼亚静态快照。
This is similar to Babs' Platonia snapshot.
异曲同工。而意大利著名物理学家、圈量子引力创始人之一、《时间的秩序》的作者卡洛·罗维利认为。
According to Carlo Rovelli, a famous Italian physicist and one of the founders of the circle of quantum gravity, the order of time is
时间不是基本量
Time is not a fundamental quantity
而是类似温度、压强这种宏观涌现的属性
Instead, it is similar to macroscopic emergent properties such as temperature and pressure
在普朗克尺度下
At the Planck scale,
时间不再作为基本变量
time is no longer a basic variable.
出现，物理描述的是关系变化。
The physical description describes the change of relationships.
而非依赖一个外在的绝对时间来刻画运动。
Instead of relying on an external absolute time to describe motion.
他也是巴伯最有力的支持者之一。
He is also one of the most influential scholars in Barbo.
量子引力的重要研究者之一。
One of the most important researchers in quantum gravity.
英国理论物理学家克里斯·埃沙姆指出。
According to British theoretical physicist Chris Isham,
量子理论预设了一个外在时间。
Quantum theory presupposes an external time.
仿佛一只始终在场的钟表
Like a clock that has always been there
而广义相对论则认为时间和空间合成时空时空本身是物理实体
And in contrast General relativity posits that space-time the combination of space and time is itself a physical entity
双方存在根本冲突
There is a fundamental conflict between the two sides.
在量子引力中
In quantum gravity,
一种重要的可能性是时间不再作为基本量出现。
One important possibility is that time will no longer appear as a fundamental quantity.
而应从更深层结构中涌现。
And should emerge from a deeper structure.
这里我提出一个脑洞，有没有可能
？Here I propose a crazy idea.
其实我们的灵魂或者说意识本身是可以看到包含所有 now 的照片墙的。
Actually, our souls or consciousness itself can see the photo wall containing all the chaos.
只是当我们有了肉身
，Only when we have a body.
感官受限
，sensory impairment.
只有紧紧贴着照片墙才能看到照片。
Only by standing right next to the photo wall can you see the photos.
Pim Lowell 博士是一个荷兰心脏病专家。
Dr. Pim Lowell is a Dutch cardiologist.
年轻时跟大部分医学生一样。
In my youth, like most medical students.
是一个彻彻底底的唯物主义科学家。
He is a thorough materialist scientist.
直到1969年
Until 1969.
26岁的他作为助理医生
At the age of 26, he was a junior doctor.
值夜班时
During the night shift,
来了一个心脏骤停的病人
A patient with cardiac arrest.
病人醒来后跟他说
After the patient woke up,He said to me,
我刚才看到光很美
I just saw a beautiful light.
还从上方看到你们在救我
I also saw you saving me from above.
我不想回来
I don't want to come back.
这是皮姆第一次听到濒死体验的描述
This is the first time Pim has heard of the description of a near-death experience.
深受震撼。
Shocked.
时间来到1986年。
The time came to 1986.
此时。
At this time,
他已经成为著名的心脏病专家。
He has become a renowned heart disease specialist.
偶然读到了一本。
Came across a book.
叫做《从明日归来》的书，里面
The book titled The Book of Returning Tomorrow
详细描写了作者本人临床死亡
Detailed description of the author's clinical death
六分钟后的濒死体验
Six minutes to death
他突然意识到
He suddenly realized
1969年那个病人的经历不是孤立
The experience of that patient in 1969 was not isolated.
于是决定系统询问所有心脏骤停幸存者。
Therefore, we decided to systematically inquire all survivors of cardiac arrest.
他们严格按照科学方法进行研究。
They conduct research strictly according to the scientific method.
在调查了344例心脏骤停
In the investigation of 144 cases of cardiac arrest
幸存者后
After the survivors
最后的结果汇聚成论文
The final results are compiled into a paper
心脏骤停
Heart attack
幸存者的濒死体验荷兰一项前瞻性研究于2001年发表在《柳叶刀》上之后
After the near-death experience of a survivor was published in The Lancet in 2001,
Pim 在2007年整理出版了《超越生命的意识》
Pim published Beyond Life Consciousness in 2007.
一书 ,Pim 博士说道,心脏骤停
A book by Dr. Kim about cardiac arrest,
这种临床死亡又被抢救回来的案例
This case of clinical death being rescued.
医院里遇到的最多，最容易研究。
The most common and easily researched in the hospital.
而他又是心脏病学家。
And he is also a cardiologist.
所以心脏骤停患者自然而然成为他们进行对照实验的主体。
Therefore, patients who had suffered from cardiac arrest naturally became the subjects of their experiments.
那些人的心电图和脑电图在5至10分钟内都变成了一条直线。
The ECG and AEG of those people turned into a straight line within 5 to 10 minutes.
如果在十分钟之内不能让心脏跳动，给大脑恢复供氧。
If the heart cannot supply oxygen to the brain within 10 minutes,
就将发生不可逆的脑损伤。
This will result in irreversible brain damage.
最后的结果就是病人死亡。
The final result is the patient's death.
而导致濒死体验出现的情况很多。
Many factors can lead to the occurrence of near-death experiences.
比如像大出血。
For example, such as severe bleeding,
脑外伤,
traumatic brain injury,
溺水, 中风, 抑郁症,
drowning in depression,
死亡焦虑,
death anxiety,
高烧,
fever,
昏迷,
coma,
冥想,
meditation,
极端孤立状态,
extreme isolation,
甚至只是大自然里散散步。
Even just taking a walk in nature,
也可能发生这种体验。
This experience may also occur.
还有一种情况，就是当老人快要寿终正寝时。
Another situation is when the elderly are nearing their end of life.
皮姆说道，最近的一项研究显示。
Kim said that a recent study showed that
80% 的高龄老人会出现类似的濒死体验。
80% of elderly people with similar experiences will die.
Yeah, 他们会时不时的离体。
They will fail when they are detached.
然后看到逝去的亲人，看到比现实更漂亮。
Then I saw the deceased, who appeared more beautiful than in reality.
更美丽的草地和鲜花。
More beautiful grass and flowers.
听到无法言喻的美妙音乐。
Hearing the indescribable beautiful music.
用他们的话说。
According to them.
比现实更现实。
More realistic than reality.
还有走马灯。
There are also spinning lanterns.
走马灯跟记忆不同。
A spinning top is different from memory.
它是一种再次经历。
It's a repeat.
再次经历时。
Re-experience.
同时也能知道当时他人的想法和感受。
Also, you can know what others were thinking and feeling at that time.
比如你在十岁时抢走了妹妹的娃娃。
For example, when you were 10 years old, you stole your younger sister's doll.
你能感到他当时有多伤心。
Can you feel how sad he was at that time?
有些人还有增强了感知。
Some people have also enhanced their perception.
甚至能预知到某人下周会出什么事儿。
Even able to predict what someone will do next week.
这些看似是一种老人认知能力下降导致的幻觉。
These seem to be hallucinations caused by cognitive decline in the elderly.
其实不是。
Actually, it's not.
这也是一种濒死体验。
This is also a near-death experience.
之所以老人会这么频繁地出现。
The reason why the elderly person appears so frequently is
濒死体验应该是上天想让他们知道死亡并不可怕。
Near-death experiences should be a way for God to let them know that death is not to be feared.
死亡并不是终点。
Death is not the end.
然后有些人就会以回光返照的方式跟亲人告别。
Then some people will return to their families in a way that reflects the past.
让他们安心。
Let them be at ease.
如果说意识只是大脑的产物。
If consciousness is just a product of the brain.
那这种回光返照绝对不可能发生。
This kind of reflection is absolutely impossible.
几乎他所有的报告者都说道，在濒死体验状态里。
Almost all of his interviewees said that in the near-death experience state
是没有时间和空间的。
There is no time and space.
无论是时间上遥远的过去和未来，
Whether it's a distant past or a distant future
是空间上遥远的一点，
It is a point far away in space.
以及广大的宇宙都与你合二为一。
And the vast universe is united with you.
你可以去往任意的过去。
You can go to any past.
或者未来，也可以瞬移到任何一个空间位置。
Or it can also be moved to any space position in the future.
由此
Therefore,
Pym 发展出了自己的理论。
Occasionally developed their own theories.
他把濒死体验叫做非局域性意识状态。
He called the experience of dying a non-local consciousness state.
而在我看来
In my opinion,
这就是亚空间状态。
This is a subspace state.
Kim 说
Kim said,
就能很好地解释
This can be explained well.
是心灵感应、遥视、预言。
Telepathy is a language.
这种所谓的超能力
This so-called ability
其实这些并不是什么超能力
These aren't superpowers, are they?
而是人本身就有的在他的濒死体验理论
And in his theory of near-death experiences he argues that
中离体后的灵魂进入了非局域性意识状态
After the body is detached, the soul enters a non-localized consciousness state.
也就是进入了亚空间。
Entered the realm of the soul.
灵魂可以从亚空间获取信息。
You can obtain information from the subspace.
无论是未来的信息，遥远位置的样子。
whether the future's appearance is far-fetched or not.
还是把信息发送到某人灵魂里，预知。
Send information to someone's soul to predict dreams.
梦既是
pareidolia
感，也是这种原理。
This is also the case.
只不过有些人天生有强大的灵能。
However, some people are naturally gifted with strong spiritual abilities.
实现这些现象比较容易。
It's easy to compare these phenomena.
而我们普通人的灵能太过微弱。
However, our ordinary people's psychic abilities are too weak.
只有偶尔能展现出来。
Only occasionally.
Kim 认为
Kim believes that
我们的意识更像电视广播。
Our consciousness is more like the television broadcast.
而我们的大脑则是电视机，每时每刻。
And our brain is like the position of the TV.
刻都有无数的电视信号广播着。
There are countless TV signals broadcasting at every moment.
但是电视机同一时刻只能接收到一个频道。
However, a television can only receive one channel at a time.
比如科教频道。
For example, science and education channels.
但同时，这台电视机自身也有摄像功能。
However, this TV also has a built-in camera.
可以把感知到的外界信息发送回意识。
Can send perceived external information back to consciousness.
他还解释说。
He also explained that
有些人在移植了器官后
some people have organs transplanted after
也会表现出捐赠者的性格
it will also reflect the personality of the donor
这是因为移植了器官就像电视机的一个零件
this is because the transplanted organ is like a part of a television
这个零件改变了电视机的功能
This part changed the function of the television.
让他能收到的频道
The channels he can receive.
从科教频道变成了体育频道
From the science and technology channel to the sports channel.
这在我们看来就是性格变化
This is what we see as a change in personality.
电视机出了问题
The TV is broken.
即使广播的电视信号没问题
Even if the TV signal broadcast by radio is not a problem,
但画面显示仍然会出问题。
But the display still has problems.
或者干脆没显示。
Or just don't show it.
所以意识和作为电视机的大脑是相互独立的。
Therefore, consciousness and the brain as a television are independent.
他认为意识或者说灵魂并不来自大脑。
He believes that consciousness or soul does not come from the brain.
而是存在
There is.
他说的那个亚空间中在那里。
He said that in that subspace there was.
时间和空间并不存在。
Time and space do not exist.
所以你怎么觉得呢
So, what do you think?
请在评论区中告诉我哈。
Please tell me in the comments.